当前各方最应当做而且也能够做到的事情就是
It is urgent for all the parties involved to reactivate the joint statement and make efforts to create the conditions, reach a consensus and pave the way for the resumption of the six-party talks. We urge all the parties involved to take a responsible attitude and not to take any new actions that could cause tensions on the Korean Peninsula and in Northeast Asia.
The fourth round of six-party talks in 2005 reached an agreement to facilitate the denuclearization process of North Korea, and all parties made commitments in a joint statement. The talks involved the United States, North Korea, China, Russia, South Korea, and Japan. In April of 2009, North Korea carried out a rocket launch which was condemned by a UN Security Council presidential statement.Pyongyang then pulled out of the talks, and the process has been at a standstill ever since. North Korea conducted a long-range missile launch in late 2012 and another nuclear test in 2013. North Korea has also recently announced the restart of atomic fuel plants, prompting speculation that the country is getting ready for its fourth nuclear test. With more on this, our reporter Wang Wei earlier spoke with Hong Yuman, an expert with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences.
Dubbed as a milestone file, the joint statement set a basic framework to tackle nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula through peaceful solutions. So how do you comment on the statement? Why it is so important even after 10 years?
In this agreement, DPRK agreed to abandon its nuclear and verified vault. United States agreed not to attack DPRK by use of nuclear weapons andconventional weapons, which is DPRK's biggest security concern, and in principle, is very helpful for relieving the tight saturation of electricity supply in DPRK and making up for not performing framework agreement in 1994. It's very significant even after 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Are there possibilities to restart the talks, and what will be the main factors to make that happen?
First of all, the United States and Korea should not show aggressive action in the Korean Peninsula, such as large-scale armed exercises. Secondly, DPRK needs to make sure its own security guaranteed from the United States.But the United States demands that DPRK must abandon its nuclear program first. It seems such issue gets caught up in the old circle of which is the first, chicken or the egg. Assurance of the collective security and the related international agreements from United States and others is preparedness of restart the six-party talks.
So how do you comment on China's role in pushing forward the six-party talks in the past decade and its efforts in maintaining regional stability and world peace?
The Korean Peninsula and Northeast Asia has not only the most advanced conventional weapons, but also billions of kingpin nuclear weapons distributed in the both sides of the only military demarcation line in the world.It might be a most dangerous battlefield where the world war will occur in the future. China is not just the defenders of the peace on the Korean Peninsula, but the maintainers of the world peace. We commit to promote negotiation and promote peace in order to stabilize the regional and the world security, prevent the war, including nuclear war.What we do is the right thing in the interest of the world peace for Chinese and the world people.
That's Hong Yuan, an expert with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, speaking with CRI's Wang Wei.